Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everyone.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Welcome dear audience. This is Youth Station.
And you are listening to IRB English Radio. Well, in today's episode, we're going to discuss some very interesting stuff in here. And Brother Hassanain is my co-host.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is going to be an interesting session with you. So, I'm going to tell you a story at the very beginning.
Yeah, well, I'm listening.
It's related to the topic that we're going to discuss. Well, as a kid, I used to behold my parents when they were reciting their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, as a child, you're always so interested in those issues. You feel like there are some very special rituals that attract you so much.
Mm-hmm.
That I used to behold them for so many times. And then until I got a scarf of myself, and then I did exactly as my mother did.
Uh-huh.
Or I stood beside my dad and I did exactly as he did.
Yeah.
So I think the very beginning of getting interested into religion start from the family. You see them, how they do.
So basically, this is an advice for all the parents, like advice of parenting. How to teach your kids about their religion.
Exactly.
Like, it starts from
unconsciously, at the very young age, kids are going to get different things from the environment they're living in.
Yeah, but basically they learn things from home, right?
So yes,
they
see role models and, are the parents.
The parents at the initial stage.
And if they have siblings, also that matters a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are living in a country which is Muslim, then we have this time of Muharram in which people go for, those places that are specified for talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting. You know, we get different things from a time when we are just kids and little children.
Yeah.
But maybe older people would feel like they do not understand anything.
Yeah.
But honestly and truly and technically, kids are going to get different points at an age when they are very young.
Yeah.
So environment and parent are the first point that would lead the children into doing
the rituals
of the religion.
There's a main factor of bringing up children. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
The effects, it affects on the bringing up of
and it's actually a responsibility of the parents. They would be asked for that.
Your parents are the first teachers.
Yes, the first teachers. They have to teach their children to be attracted to their religion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we have to have a set of rules that are called religion.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So our topic for today was how to make the religion internal.
Yes, how to make it look like you're doing it intuitively, so naturally.
Yes.
How you make it a part of you.
First of all, as you said, you know, it was a good story you have mentioned. We learned it from our parents. Like, we start following the religion, like, since our childhood. Like, if we get a good environment with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have experienced this in the holy month of Ramadan when we are still kids.
Oh, and yes, that's very nice.
Fasting wasn't obligatory upon us.
Mm-hmm.
We still used to fast. Like, everyone's fasting in the house. We see everyone.
Yes.
And everyone having iftar together.
At the very beginning, it feels so funny.
Yeah, so it will appreciate us to, you know, fast as well. So I remember I was 8 or 10 something.
Mm-hmm.
So I fasted for the first time.
So you started very early.
Yeah. So no, no. I that was my first day I wanted to fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was near us.
Yes.
I was really, I wasn't able to control. But yeah. I said, like, I want to, you know, stretch it until the end. So then my father came like, oh, this is the time for, like, you know, for children. They can open their fast this time.
It happens to all of us, and it's very nice. You know, it's always so interesting that it gives them a feeling like they are growing up, mm-hmm. and they're like that, children. And if their parents react to their happiness, which comes out of doing these things, then it would be a bad memory.
Yeah.
If they react with an open arm, and if they help them do the rituals they like to do, mm-hmm. then it would turn into something that becomes a part of them.
Yeah.
So again, we talked about the role of parents.
Right. Okay, now, sticking to the topic, if we ask, like, the question arises, like, why do people sometimes not follow the rulings of the religion?
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is in the topic itself. Like, how to make religion internal. When it is not internal, people feel that, you know, something's being enforced upon mm-hmm. them. So they don't want, you know, something to be forced on them. So they, you know, lack, mm-hmm. you know, they move away from performing the wajibat or the obligatory
acts of religion. So you mean that we should accept that religion by heart in order to do everything so naturally? True.
And how is it possible? Like, you know, we need to understand the religion. Like, we need to understand what a religion is.
So I'm going to tell you this. At the very early ages of our life, mm-hmm. we start by following our role models. Yeah. Like we talked about, our parents, our siblings, or maybe our neighbors, since we're living in a very sociable country. But as you grow up, you mm-hmm. start questioning.
Yeah.
When you question, if you read good sources, mm-hmm. if you go for good people and ask for more explanations or clarification, I think little by little it becomes a part of your heart.
Yeah.
Then you don't feel that religion is an obligation. You would feel like it's your friend. It's you exactly. speaking to you.
When someone becomes Baligh at the age of 15.
Or like, for the girls at the age of 9.
Like, you know, anyone who doesn't know Baligh, like, you know, when he reaches the age of puberty, mm-hmm. when actually the salah, it becomes wajib upon them, like for boys. So like that particular time, you tell him that it's wajib upon you to get up 5 in the morning every day and pray salah.
And that's very difficult for
That's
them.
Very difficult, right? Like, you know, the first day, like there needs to be a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like a warm-up before that.
Yes,
before
a warm-up. That's a good word you mentioned. Yes.
So, you know, and how does it happen? Like, you know, the child learned from his parents.
Yes, if he has started that from an early age and just experience, not as an obligation. Just mm-hmm. as I told you, there is an attraction which has been intuitively put in us. We and love even, to do those
even if
things.
Even if he prays that time, mm-hmm. that is something external. He's not praying by his
heart,
own will, by heart.
Your soul actually should do all those things, not your body, because the body is not important. What is important is your heart and is your soul. Just by time, as I just mentioned before, when you start to know more about your religion, mm-hmm. you would feel like that is a thing that you would love to do. Not an obligation. So you have to, at first, you have to have good parents. It's their responsibility to attract your attention to your religion.
Yeah.
And pave the road for you in order to understand more about your religion. And then as you grow up, at the age when you start questioning, it's your role. It's your duty to go for more of knowledge and studying in order to get more about your religion. Afterward, you're going to have this thing that it is an open book in your heart. You don't have to.
So it will come out from yourself.
Yes, yes. After that, there is no
obligation. Asma, there's an important question over here.
Mm-hmm.
We said that, you know, the training starts from right beginning, like from the childhood itself.
Yes.
But what can we do if someone has not gone through these stages? Like, you know, this is a question which needs to be answered.
Exactly.
Like someone, he did not get, you know, good, you know, parenting for religion, like, you know, he wasn't thought.
Yeah, they are born about in, the religion. In families in which they did not believe in any religion. Also, that happened.
Yeah, now he's a grown up, youngster. Mm-hmm. He's a grown up youth, so you know, he's not very familiar with the religion.
Well, we have heard many stories, you know, that people being born in some families who did not believe in any specific uh-huh. religion, maybe they were atheists. But the child of that family at an age of like 20, maybe younger or after that older,
yeah.
they grow fond of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
They are attracted to the religion, to this religion. If you ask any one of them, mm-hmm. then they would tell you that I read a book.
Yeah, they read a book, like, you know, someone, yes. they meet a friend. Like,
exactly.
They come across some sort of situation.
And, you know, it's the instinct. It's our soul that follows this path. I think God and Allah has put this inside of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether we want it or not.
It's in the innate nature of human.
Exactly. It's something that has been put inside of us, somewhere in us. One day at a time, mm-hmm. we're going to go and find the source of our being.
Exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like, you know, Islam is a religion, mm-hmm. and it's in the innate nature of a human being.
Yes.
So, like, if you dig the religion, and mm-hmm. eventually you'll reach to the treasure.
You know, it's impossible for such a wise creator mm-hmm. to create a being who feels and who has got a brain.
Yeah.
In order to leave him alone and not give him enough of things that you have asked them to have.
Yeah.
You know? So he has put us inside of us, and at a specific age, eventually, after all, we're yeah. going to go back to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens to everyone. I think whether they are being born in a family that care about religion or mm-hmm. not, after all, one day they're going to search, and once they start searching, they would find the true path, if they have good leaders to lead them to the good decision.
Now, leaders, that's an important point. Yes. You know, if someone has grown up, he's not very close to the religion, he is not very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the leaders, now the one, the muballighin, are the scholars
yes,
who
the scholar.
Propagate or promote the, you know, the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do certain things that, you know, that it makes the person away from the religion.
Uh-huh, that is very true.
Your way, how you approach
which
to
we
them.
See that a lot as well.
In that
you
way,
know what I remember? It's like buying a book. You love the title. You mm-hmm. open the book. You start reading. And then it just demotivates you. You yeah. leave that aside. Those people who lead you into religion, if they are not having a good language. And since we're talking about right. youth, you have mm. to have a specific sort of language
right.
with them. You have to know their language. You have to use special methods in order to attract them, not to demotivate them or disappoint them.
Yeah, again, like when there's not proper tabligh done, when there's mm-hmm. not proper propagation of the religion,
yes.
you know, at least that some youth, they get away from the religion.
That is very true.
And apart from that, what happens is youth, they get away from the religion.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, you don't have to judge them over here.
Yes, and because Islam is the religion of kindness.
Exactly.
It's not like that. It's full of hopes, and God is always there. Allah will always protect you. So in this episode, we talked about plenty of interesting things. I hope you enjoyed it and you're not tired. Thank you for lending us your ears and attention. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Thank you for listening.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.